As I mentioned, Minnesota Soybean, the research retreat going on here at Cragin's. Chris Fallon joining us, District 1, 2, and 3 board member. And Chris, how do you represent all those districts? That must be northwestern Minnesota, right?
So the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council is a farmer elected board. And so we serve a fairly large area. And my area is basically northwest of northwestern Minnesota, north of Fargo. And myself, along with Bill Zern from Callaway, Minnesota, are the council members for our area.
Now, yourself, farmed all your life. I've been involved in agriculture. A little background about you, Chris.
Yeah, so someone asked me the other day, they said, how have you farmed over 25 years? I said, well, I started when I was 14. They said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, I borrowed money at the bank. So I think you're farming when you're borrowing money. Obviously, someone had a co-sign. They don't like 14-year-olds borrowing money. So we raise primarily corn, soybeans, and wheat. We're in Kitson County, the very northwest county. We also have beef cattle, and I got a lovely wife and four wonderful kids.
So have you guys seen too much rain, too little rain? What has this growing season been like for you guys?
Yep, so this growing season has been real nice. Got a nice early start, pretty much adequate moisture, and actually right now crops look pretty good, and we're a little bit on the dry side for most of the area. And the only thing is for our spring wheat looks pretty well, but it's been very warm during flower and filling. So it's been a pretty warm summer, but then that usually leads to a better corn and soybean crop. So we're pretty satisfied where we're at.
Chris, talk about a retreat like this. We mentioned off the air year number three of a retreat of this nature. What's some of the benefits? What are maybe some of the points of holding an event like this here in Brainerd?
Yep. So as a farmer and also a Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council member, we want to spend the farmers' checkoff dollars wisely. And this is basically to bring the researchers together so we know what to spend the money on when it comes to research and production and things like that. So we have University of Minnesota people here. We have some researchers with some other universities, also industry people, and a very strong farmer group. And get communication going, see what's working, what's not working, new ideas, maybe find new innovation, and also even get the researchers talk to themselves. We have some phenomenal doctors and PhDs at the University of Minnesota who want to make sure they're talking to each other too, and we've been very happy. So in year three, to us, we've seen improved communication, both up and down, and that we're all doing a better job of explaining what's needed for soybean research.
I assume from a researcher standpoint too, they don't get to be on the farm and have the firsthand interaction with the crops, and they want to know what you guys are seeing too.
Yeah, we laugh with them and we say we got to get them out of St. Paul. And of course, we also have some regional researchers that work out of Crookston, Morris, and some other locations, and off of out of Fargo, Moorhead, out of the NDSU campus there. Yeah, so they have a lot of fun talking with farmers. They always listen. I mean, these guys are experts in their field. But of course, farmers are really good out in their fields too. So it's fun to bring the two groups together. And, you know, it just changes every year also. So for example, last year we had a very high amount of soybean aphids in the northern Red River Valley. And now this year, there just isn't as many, and we won't even be spraying for soybean aphids the way it looks. So things change with each year, too. So that's been a lot of fun.
Now you see Dr. David Key kind of leads the whole realm there. He's a boatload of knowledge to have in your hip pocket, isn't he, for the soybean side of things?
Yeah, well, we throw around the doctors and the PhDs, but that's what they are, and they're experts in their field, and it's nice to be able to rely on them. And that's why, like I said, when it comes to soybean checkoff, one, make sure you're spending your money wisely and working with the best people we can.
As a board member, do you guys typically on a regular basis get together and share ideas? What do you do throughout the year, Chris?
So the main thing is four board meetings a year. But within that, we also have action teams. So I lead the production action team. So through a combination of meetings, conference calls. And of course, a lot of us just visit as friends and farmers and run across each other that way too. It's always good to share knowledge, talk to other people, and see what other people are doing that's working, not working, or even get an idea of some problems coming down the road we can expect. If take something, for example, a soybean cyst nematode, there's been a lot of research done on that, a lot of communication and knowledge of that, because it's moved from south to north. So we feel like we've been getting prepared. We're doing more research. We're looking at what we're going to have to do if we get soybean cysts, whether it's rotation, resistant or tolerant varieties, along with just simple things like testing and know what we have out there.
Chris Fallon joining us here in Noontime News here on Chasm Radio. We're coming up on 12:30 with some news. We'll look at some weather. Chris, we'll let you back to action. We appreciate your time today.
Yep, thank you. This was a pleasure.